you joining us this morning.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. And we are so excited that you have joined us this morning. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And we're so delighted that you have joined us this morning on Wait on the Lord Wednesday, where the Lord tells us when we wait on the Lord, he will renew our strength. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, glory, 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 holy, holy, holy is your wonderful and awesome name. We thank you, O God, for being the awesome God that you are. You're excellent in all your ways. And we thank you, Father, that you're majestic. We glorify you, Father, because we bow down before you and we say we reverence your name. We glorify you and we honor you because you are God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord God, that you have chosen this day for us to rejoice and be glad in it. You have chosen this day, Lord God, for us to stand on your word, adhere to your word, and acknowledge your word and acknowledge you in every way. You said you would direct our paths. We thank you, Father God, for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK who have started this call and continued this call up until this day. And we're looking forward, Father, as we approach 8 years, that we're going forth to another 8 years. We give your name glory for what you're doing on this call. We're asking you in the name of Jesus that you touch the lives of everyone there on this call, oh God. Touch their hearts and strengthen them, Lord God. We thank you for blessing the minister that's going to come forth, Lord, with a powerful word from your heart, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you will bless her and strengthen her in all her ways. We glorify you, Father, that we, your people, who are called by your name, will humble ourselves, hear what the Spirit has to say to us individually as well as collectively. We glorify you, Father, for doing the work, not by might nor by power, but it's by your precious Holy Spirit. We give your name glory. We give your name praise. In all these things, we say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Brenda?
Yes, I can, Minister Jackie. God bless you. Take it away.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for greeting and seating everyone in the telecommunications sanctuary this morning with such a Jesus joy and opening us up with that powerful prayer. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana. And again, I welcome you, welcome you, welcome you to the Master's Call this morning, where we shall hear a great word from the Lord this morning. This call was founded by our illustrious co-founders in October 2010, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we are so grateful to their commitment to this call and for their being obedient and saying yes to the Lord to start this call so that we can come together each and every morning to share a word from the Lord. Our scripture reference is found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And there is a website where all of our messages have been archived on this site, as well as the bios of each and every one of our speakers since the onset of this call. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And again, you can go there and retrieve any message that you have heard on this call. So our theme for this year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. And as we go forth on this prayer and this fast, that we shall see supernatural expectations, demonstrations, and revelations soon to be revealed. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed, blessed ministry as a greeter, such as you heard our prayer general do this morning, or as a host as I am doing now, or maybe God has led you to share a word from him, we ask that you please send all of your prayer requests and praise reports as well to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And the common thread that has woven this all together is that phenomenal, phenomenal company, Artist International, which was established by the Diaz-DeLeon family over 28 years ago and is now called Artist Life, that has great, great products, as Minister Terrell would tell you, on this side of heaven, and is to help the world to become healthier and increase your wealth. So if you'd like to know more about Artist Life, please contact the person that led you to this call, and they will be more than happy and actually ecstatic to be able to share this information with you. And immediately following this call is our new morning motivational call held every Monday through Friday, and where a great team of leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products and helping you to grow your artist business. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294617#. And today is Awareness Wednesday, where you will be given in-depth information on the artist products. And today's subject is stress. So if you want to know how you can relieve your stress in a healthy way, please tune in immediately following this call to the new morning motivational call. And again, that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294617#. And our power couple of health will aid you in relieving stress in a healthy way. So if you or someone you know are having trouble with calling in on the live calls being charged for the live calls or the playback calls, there is a bypass number, and if you use this number, you can call in at no additional charge and listen to every single word that's being given firsthand and not secondhand. And that number is 716-293-9707. Again, that is 716-293-9707. And right now I'd like to move on out of the way so that we can get our speaker up for the morning. And our speaker this morning is definitely, definitely, definitely no stranger to this call. She is a beautiful woman of God who just glows in his majesty. Our speaker this morning is none other than our East Coast songbird who gets up early, early, early in the morning to join with us on this call. And that is in the person of Minister Tiffany P. Lauderdale. And she is the daughter of Ural and Patricia, which are both deceased, Lauderdale, and has lived her entire life in Southern California. She is the middle child, having an older sister, Yvette, and a younger brother, Aaron. She is a graduate of California State University, Long Beach, where she earned a degree in criminal justice. She is single, saved, and sanctified with Jesus. She is the mother of one son, Kalon Williams. Tiffany is currently employed by the Culver City Transportation Department. She is also a transformation professional with a Christian-based health and wellness company called Artist Life. She has served several years as a parent chair of the First Tee of South Los Angeles, a golfing organization, and has held several offices in the Western Baptist State Convention. Tiffany has always been an active member of her church. She is currently a member of Faithful Central Bible Church in Inglewood, California, where the pastor is Bishop Kenneth Ehrman. Minister Tiffany loves to travel, encourage, and support others, especially her son, Kalon. She is a basketball mom and is training him to be a young man in the army of God. She believes that she should raise her child in the way that he should go, and when he is older, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. Minister Tiffany understands that the master's call has blessed her with the opportunity not only to mature in her spiritual calling, but to also grow as a woman seeking God's plan for her life. Tiffany's favorite passage of scripture is Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflicted of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. With no further ado, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our beautiful, beautiful songbird from the West Coast, Minister Tiffany P. Lauderdale. Are you there?
I'm here, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, I can, my beautiful spirited woman. Go, take it away.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for seating us and greeting us on this day. I thank God for you serving us with excellence. To our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, I thank you for seating us and greeting us and opening up this call in prayer and giving us our tag for this day, Wait on the Lord Wednesday. To Minister Bonita out there, thank you so much for holding down the fort in the morning when we come on the line. Thank you so much for your diligence and your obedience to God. And to each and every single one of you on this, the Master's Call, I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings from here in California, where it is still dark outside, but the light of the Lord is shining so brightly in this day, this third day of our time of consecration, of fasting and praying, and definitely God is illuminating brightly in this world of chaos, confusion, and turmoil that's going on in the world. God's light is shining bright. Isn't that awesome to know that we serve a God whose light never goes out? Hallelujah. It never goes out. Did you hear what I just said? We serve a God whose light never goes out. Hallelujah. So I give God the praise and honor for being here. He is truly the head of my life, and definitely I love him as he loves me unconditionally and loves each of you unconditionally. God is amazing. And see, this platform would not be here if it was not for the yes, the surrender, the submission, and the obedience of our two phenomenal co-founders here on the Master's Call, who I love from the depths of my heart, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. See, not only are they the co-founders of this call, but they have been very vital tools in my life. They have helped me to get to where I am today. And I thank God for them being pillars in my life. And so I'm going to continue to move forward with what God is speaking to me. And I pray that this word will be a blessing to you. And so before I start, of course, I gotta sing this song because it's in my spirit. So here we go. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on to Jesus. Just trust in him. Believe in his word, just hold on, and don't be afraid to hold on, just hold on. God, for he promised me if I live right, for he promised me my battles he would fight, for he promised me that he would take care of me. So hold on to Jesus, for he promised us if we live right. He promised us our battles he would fight. He promised us that he would take care of each and every single one of you. So Brenda said this morning, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord, hold on to the Lord, and watch what he would do for you. So simply, my message today is if. The word I-F, if. Looks like this probably will be a series because it's going to go if and then. And why am I saying if? I know some of you are thinking, what did she just say? Did she just say if? Yes, I said if. That word if, it's a conjunction, but it's very important. Because God loves us unconditionally. He loves each and every single one of us unconditionally. That means it never stops. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, God loves you unconditionally. His love is unconditional, but his promises are conditional. So that's where the word if comes in, because if is a prerequisite of some things that we need to do as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of us right now are on a 10-day fast. And as Dr. Vanessa said on yesterday, some things do not come about and they do not manifest in our life. Why? Because we are not fasting and praying. Most of the time we're asking somebody else to pray for us and we're not even praying or having a conversation with God for ourselves. So we have to make sure that we are in the right alignment with God. Not only that, we have to make sure that we are staying in our own lane. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Bonita, for that. So the word if is a conjunction. It introduces a conditional clause. Number two, despite the possibility that no matter whether. Synonyms for the word if are as long as, on the condition that, as long as, and providing that. So the word if is very important for us as believers. If we look at Romans 10 and 9, it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. See, that's the you will be saved part is the part after the if, which is then you will be saved. And that's from the New King James Version. So if you confess with your mouth, this is the prerequisite, the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So our salvation is attached to a promise of God. But it requires us to do something. When Minister Brenda said this morning, wait on the Lord, it does not mean completely stop and do nothing. It means to seek God, to listen to God, to see what it is that God is trying to tell you, where he's trying to lead you. You still have to be moving. Why? Because that is how faith works. Faith is corresponding action. You have to be moving, not just be completely still the whole 7 days of the week. That does not mean that your mind needs to be completely still the whole 7 days of the week. That does not mean that your body needs to be still the whole 7 days of the week. Faith requires corresponding action. But 1 Chronicles 28 and 9 says, if you seek him, prerequisite, he will be found by you. If you seek him, he will be found by you. See, this time right now is so pivotal for what and where we need to be in 2018. This is the seventh month of the year. The seventh month of the year of 2018. And what are we doing? We're fasting and praying so that we can make sure that we are seeking God, that we are putting some time aside from our flesh, eating the stuff that we know that we should not be eating, and seeking his face and his presence so that he can reveal to us what we need to hear in this time. A shift has happened, but it requires some things from us. See, right now in this time, it's no time for us to be disobedient, but God is calling us to obedience. Why is all of these things happening in the world? Because we continue to disobey God each and every single day. Yes, God's word is true. Yes, his promises are true, but it requires us to do some things. John 15 and 7 says, you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you so desire and it will be done for you. Hallelujah. That is a prerequisite and a promise of God. But again, it requires some things of you. And what does the scripture say? It says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you. What are you speaking out of your mouth? Are you speaking what the word says? Who are you allowing to speak into your ear? And those people, those things that are speaking into your ear, are they speaking to you what the word says? You will ask what you so desire. It didn't say you will ask what you want. So sometimes we really need to sit down and think, do I want this or do I desire it? Do I need this or do I desire it? And the Lord says that it will be done for you. Matthew 19 and 17 says, if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. Not some of the commandments, not a few of the commandments, not a couple of the commandments, but all of the commandments of God we are asked to keep. No, I'm not perfect. And no, I know each of you are not either. We all have fallen short. But it's a process. And maturation comes when we realize when we're wrong. When we're able to accept constructive criticism. When we're able to have our coattails pulled. When we're able to accept responsibility and not think that we're all that in a bag of two chips. When we're able to let the pride and ego go away. Ego edging God out. Edging God out is ego. That means that you have entitlement and you've said that it's all about you. No. All of this is all about God. Mark 9:23 says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. With God, all things are possible. If you believe. So this time, this day, we are seeking God's face. We are seeking God's will. We are seeking God's way. And I thank God for what he's doing. And I apologize if you guys are hearing my phone ringing. I apologize for that. We're seeking God. We're sitting at his feet. We're saying, God, if this, then what? See, a lot of times we got to wait to see what the then is that's going to come. But are we postured? Are we positioned? And are we prepared to receive the promises of God? If we are postured, if we are positioned, and if we are prepared, and if we are obedient, we will see the promises of God. So I ask you, TMC family, search your heart, search your spirit, search your mind, and trust God. I love each and every single one of you. I apologize for going over my time. I'm turning the call back over to Minister Brenda. Thank you.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that great word from on high.
I apologize, Minister Jackie. Minister Jackie, I apologize. I'm turning the call back over to Minister Jackie.
That's fine. I'll be calling you back shortly with a prayer benediction after a few announcements. But right now we'd like to cover our prayer request in prayer. Dear God, we come before you. We thank you for the message this morning. We thank you for the messenger that delivered the message to us. God, for we know that you said that you would give us the desires of our heart. And Lord, we have had those to call in and request the desires of their heart. And right now we uplift those requests before you because we know that you will grant us the desires of our heart so that those that are experiencing sicknesses in their family, whatever their desire is, God, we ask you to right now come before them and honor each and every desire. We thank you for the speaker. We thank you for her obedience and saying yes and lifting your word up this morning before us. We ask that you pour back into her the virtues that she has poured out into us. And God, we ask you for your continued watch over Artists International as it continues to grow and grow. The leaders of this company, as they believe in you and trust in you, that you will grant them the desires of their heart and grow this business into a multi-billion dollar company. And that we will be able to reach out and touch the world. And God, for the bereaved families, we ask that you grant them peace right now, peace beyond all understanding, and give them the wisdom to understand and lead and guide them in what they need to do in this time of their needs. God, we also thank you for each and every member that is on this call this morning. We ask your continued blessings over them. Continue to strengthen this call and grow this call in your precious name, Jesus. We ask this all and cover this call in your blood. Amen and amen. So to hear the playback of this powerful message, you need to contact 712-432-1085. Again, that number is 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. And remember, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call for our power couple of health. Reggie and Victoria Flanagan will be speaking on stress today. So I urge each and every one of you to dial in at 712-770-4005 and the pin is 294617 pound to understand how to deal with stress in a very healthy way. Again, thank you, Minister Brenda, our prayer general, for opening up this call and greeting and seating everyone and with that powerful prayer. Again, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for allowing God to use you to share what God has given you and for that powerful message this morning that you brought. So will you now come forth and close us with our closing benediction?
Thank you, Minister Jackie, for hosting the call this morning. God bless you. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another, and go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that God has so called for you to be as you continue to obey and trust him. These things I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Goodbye for now.